Another year, another waiver, and surging markets. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. Another year and another waiver by the Environmental Protection Agency for E15, gasoline blended with 15% ethanol. With more, here's Eric Pfeiffer.
E15 sales are restricted in many parts of the country during summer months due to concerns about smog-forming emissions, though those concerns are largely unfounded. This is the fifth straight year for the waiver.
We're very appreciative of the administration for granting the waiver going into the summer driving season.
That's Southern Indiana farmer J.R. Reisner, who serves on the Indiana Corn Growers Association and is on the National Corn Growers Association's National Corn Board.
And with the cost of fuel going up, you know, having a cheaper, cleaner fuel available is definitely a big win for not only farmers, but also the consumers.
Especially as gas prices have jumped considerably since the conflict in Iran began. Corn farmers continue to fight for legislation that would allow for year-round sales of E15, or unleaded 88, as you might see it at the pump. Reisner says that legislation would make E15 more available nationwide.
We have a lot of retailers that are wanting to, you know, go to the higher blends there and, you know, wanting to put the infrastructure in, but they're not willing to make the investment until they have that certainty. And, you know, we've been appreciative of what the Congress is trying to do with the Rural Energy Commission and, you know, trying to get that fixed up and get that passed through Congress. But we need that certainty now.
E15, or again, unleaded 88, as you would see it at the pump, is safe for your vehicle if it was manufactured in 2001 or later. And if you're headed out on spring break like I am, it's cheaper. Reisner spoke with me from the South Lawn of the White House Friday ahead of President Trump's address to farmers and ag professionals following National Ag Day on Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Mild air dominating the landscape today, but we have changes coming this week, and we are definitely dealing with some moisture later on. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather update. Here's what's going on. Well, again, your Monday, mostly dry here. We are mild and definitely cloudy. Don't get me wrong, it is gray in a large part of the state. I won't rule out a few spits and sprinkles in central Michigan this evening and overnight. But I think the large part of the state waits till after midnight to start to see good moisture move in here. We have rain and thunderstorms that will be in after midnight right on through the day tomorrow. I think the next 24 hours from midnight Monday night to midnight Tuesday night probably will feature anywhere from a half to 1 inch of precipitation. There's a long tail on this. We may see a little bit of scattered shower action even into sunrise on Wednesday morning. However, on Wednesday, the bulk of our precipitation wants to stay a little bit farther south. So Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Michigan just deals with some slightly cooler air. And then some of that southern moisture lifts back up overnight Wednesday night through Thursday and into Friday. We have good rounds of moisture there. Another frontal boundary trying to come in for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So we're very wet. I think by the time that we get done with moisture, about midnight Sunday night, the region here can be looking at anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of precipitation with coverage at 100%. Now, next week is drier. We're chilly to start, but I don't see anything more than a few nuisance pop-up showers for a large part of the week until we get closer to the 11th into the 12th where a frontal boundary comes through. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Your final numbers from Friday are coming your way, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. Commodity markets were surging and highly volatile, led by sharply higher oil prices driven by Middle East tensions, which were also lifting ag commodities and metals amid growing global supply concerns and inflation pressures. Here's C.J. Miller along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading for a closer look.
Well, coming up on Tuesday, USDA is releasing two big reports that could have a major impact on grain prices, the quarterly stocks report and the planting intentions report. Brian, I'm curious how the anticipation of these two reports, along with the latest developments in the Middle East, have impacted the grain markets here on Friday.
I think we're seeing some position evening ahead of a weekend here. We've had a lot of news developments, needless to say, this week, and we'll have more over the weekend and next week, as you said, particularly with the USDA reports coming out on Tuesday. I think the market is looking for a reduction in corn acreage on Tuesday. The magnitude of that reduction is being debated a bit because of, obviously, the sharp increase in fertilizer and fuel prices we've seen recently. The USDA takes that survey, CJ, the first 2 weeks of March. So they will have those numbers maybe ahead of what has transpired the last 2 to 3 weeks. So some believe that those numbers may not be entirely accurate of what the boots on the ground would tell you. But having said that, it's still a very important report, very reliable, good survey-based numbers. And they're looking for an increase in soybean acres, CJ, from 2025. From 81.2 last year to 85.5. Corn is a reduction from 98.8 to 94.4. Those are average trade estimates. The grain stocks report, CJ, will give us an estimate of disappearance of corn, soybeans, wheat during December, January, and February. It's particularly important for corn because we only get this report four times a year, and that'll give us an estimate of how much feed usage took place during the winter months. And so if we're on track to reach the USDA estimate. But short answer to your question is market-wise, I think we're going to see continued position evening on Monday. And of course, we'll look at what the geopolitical developments are too.
And that was Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Your May corn finished in the red, down 5 to 462 even. July corn was also down 4.5 to 473.5. May soybeans ended very weak at 14.5 to 1159.25. July beans also weak, down 14.25 to 1175.25. May wheat unchanged at 605. April live cattle worked high at 238.50, up $3.40. And April lean hogs down 5 cents to 90.77. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.